Let's jump into what the Word of God says when we are walking through moments of conflict. First, I want you to take in some breaths with me. These moments can be all-consuming. They can deter us from seeking truth and instead soak in frustration or anger. Let's take time to still our thoughts and breathe so that we can refuel with the truth that God has for us in these times. Find a comfortable position to relax. Let your shoulders fall away from your ears. Relax your jaw, your tongue. Let your hands and your fingers fall open. Take a deep breath in, hold, and release. Again, in, hold, and release. Ephesians 4:31-32 says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you." This is the position we shall remain during this time of conflict. We are claiming this heart, a heart open to kindness, in a heart that rejects malice through whatever may arise. We approach conflict this way because of Proverbs 15:1. It reminds us that a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. When dealing with conflict, we know that the first step is to confront those that we are in conflict with. In Matthew 18, we see that if our brother sins against us, we are to go to him and him alone. If he listens to us, we have gained our brother. We have all experienced moments of conflict. Reflect a time when you were able to resolve this conflict. Did you go to that person, or did you involve others? How did that affect your desired result? We know that God blesses the peacemakers. This is our ultimate goal, peace. But we also know that our responsibility is to walk in personal peace, to confront, to forgive, to humble ourselves to seek forgiveness for our wrongdoings. Ephesians 4:15-16 says, "Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love." There are times this may not result in a relational peace. If the other person is not willing to reside in these same goals, but if that is what you truly desire, then you can reside in peace in spite of what comes from confrontation. We leave this with God as a reflection of Romans 12:17-19. "Repay no evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord." The most powerful thing we can bring to unresolved confrontation is prayer. Pray for that person and watch your heart shift, your goal shift, your perspective shift. James 5:16 says, Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. As you may feel caught in transgression currently, let's pray for a restoration of gentleness that we see in Galatians 6:1. Father, in this time of overwhelm, we claim this spirit of gentleness. Help us to use this to confront what needs to be confronted in our own hearts, and give us the words to do the same for others. We claim peace over this relationship. We seek to honor you above all. Guide us as we humble ourselves, as we seek to forgive or be forgiven, and go before our words. In Jesus' name, amen.